is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Alleluia means praise God, and we do this throughout the Easter season, especially because Easter means that Jesus isn't gone forever, and our loved ones aren't either. It means that our relationships will never die. Relationships. Life's all about relationships. When I do pre-marriage counseling, we spend a lot of time on relationships. Not just the relationship between the two people that are getting married, but the relationships that they're bringing into the marriage. We talk about the grandparents and the siblings and the estrangements and the tight bonds. Whether good or bad, all those relationships bring an enduring influence into the couple's future relationship. Family, friends, former mentors, former lovers, all those relationships form a chain reaction and a chain relationship that passes from ancestors and the impactors of our lives into ours and from us into them. Now, I'm going to ask you to bear with me for a moment while we explore some of the abstract properties of relationships. Some relationships just go one way. An author who's influenced you is someone that you have a relationship to, but that author probably has no clue who you are and has no relationship to you. In general, relationships like being taller than are one-way relationships. If you're taller than Joe, then Joe is not taller than you. In a two-way relationship, both ways, that kind is called symmetric. For example, being a blood relationship with someone is a two-way relationship. If you're a blood relative of Joe, then he's a blood relative of you. Relationships that work that way may be an equivalence relation. Having the same parents, being siblings, is an equivalence relation because you have the same parents as yourself. You and your brother are siblings, have this and have that same relationship. You're your brother's sibling, your brother is your sibling. And since you're a sibling of your brother, and your brother is a sibling of his sister, then you and his sister are siblings of each other also, right? Okay. And another example of equivalence relation from mathematics is equality. 5 is equal to 5. Symmetric, reflexive. 5 is also equal to 1 plus 4. And so 1 plus 4 is equal to 5. Symmetric. 5 is equal to 1 plus 4, and 1 plus 4 is equal to 2 plus 3. So 5 is equal to 2 plus 3. It's called transitive. That's an equivalence relation. Another example is similarity. 2 things are similar if they have the same shape. Like a blown up photograph. Ingrid was taking a photograph of Wendell before the service, and she was asking me what size to send in the email. Okay, so you have a little photograph, and if you blow it up, it's similar to a larger one. And if you blow up that one even more, it's similar to the one you blew up, and it's also similar to the little one, right? So it's equivalent, it's similar to itself, to a blown up one. And all things that are blown up, no matter how big, they're all similar. Those photos are all similar to each other. So similarity is an equivalence relation. They're not equal, okay? So equal isn't the only kind of equivalence relation. There are others too. Why am I telling you all this? Because that explains the gospel. Jesus is telling us that about some relations between him and the Father and the Holy Spirit and you and all believers that are equivalence relations. His whole speech to his disciples is an explanation of how those equivalence relations work. The first one he describes is the equivalence relation of love. Love is reflexive. You love yourselves. Jesus has said, love your neighbor as yourself. Love is, so it's reflexive. Loving is also symmetric with this. Jesus says, if you love me and I love you, it's symmetric. And this loving relation is also transitive. The Spirit loves the Father loves Jesus loves you, and so the Father and the Spirit both love you, and we're all connected through this transitive relation, part of the relationship. And then Jesus says, if you have seen the Father, you have seen me. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father, sorry. And he can say it that way because it's an equivalence relation. He goes on, since you keep loving me, you will keep my commands. Now, the Greek word that we have translated as keep here can be translated, it can be rendered watch over, guard, preserve, pay attention to. What's not on that list? Obey. It cannot be translated obey. Obedience is not a condition of the relationship. If you love me, you will keep my commandment is not a threat, it's a promise. Loving Jesus is equivalent to pay attention to my commandment, which he has just told his disciples is, love one another as I have loved you. Jesus, you, others, all in this equivalence relationship of love. Hallelujah. And since you're in this relationship of love with the Holy Spirit, you get the Spirit's help in maintaining your loving relationships with one another. And because it's an equivalence relation, you get to also be and function as the paraclete, the comforter, the advocate for others by coming alongside one another. And whenever, during your times of celebration, which is important, and also and especially during times of loss, you get to be a comforter. And in times of oppression, you get to be an advocate. And in times of stress, you get to be a cheerleader. You, the Holy Spirit, and those in your community, all in this equivalence relationship. And then Jesus points out yet another equivalence relationship, which is the set of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you and all believers, in the relationship of abiding. Abiding means fully knowing and being fully known. Jesus says that when we abide in him as he abides in the Father, and the Holy Spirit abides with the Father and the Son and also abides with us. Wow. Fully knowing Jesus, abiding in him, means fully comprehending his new commandment to love one another as he loves us. A commandment that's impossible for us to keep. So much so that we would be driven to despair by taking Jesus seriously. But love is the equivalence relation between you and me and the commandment. And that relationship is what Jesus promises when he says he will not leave you orphaned. We are not left on our own. But we live in the community of the Trinity and the church where we can keep returning to his words of forgiveness and reassurance. Words that we need to hear because there are so many voices in our heads and in the world that are constantly accusing us and censuring us. And that's when the voices in this holy relationship come around like a first-rate lawyer to advocate for us, to stand by us, to speak on our behalf, and remind you that you belong to God and that nothing can separate you from God's love. Jesus calls the Spirit another advocate, because he himself was the first, coming to us with the good news, coming to us in the incarnation, that we might know and see the otherwise invisible God. And now, our job is to enter into that relationship too, so that we can come alongside each other to comfort and encourage. Jesus had to go so that the disciples could be empowered for that job. He built a relationship with them first so that they could succeed without him, like you do when you train someone at church or at work to take on one of your tasks. You build a relationship with them so that after you are gone, that task continues to be done, and that relationship lives on in them too. Whenever I swim or drive or preach, the voices of my mentors and teachers speak the words of encouragement in my head that they did during my training. I play those tapes. We need our mentors. We need those tapes because it's challenging to learn something new. We need the encouragement of others to be open to change. So I invite you to take a moment to think about a challenging situation that's facing you right now. Something you're worried about? Something you're wondering? Maybe wondering if you have the strength and courage to soldier through? Perhaps you've been asked to do something here at Advent, or in your community, or in your job, or by your doctor. Got it? Say it in a little whisper so that you know that you've focused on one thing, okay? And now hear Jesus say to you, "Truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works I do. And in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father." Hallelujah, people can say, "I can do all things through Christ. I can do greater works than Christ, who overcame much greater challenges than those I fear. I can do them with Christ beside me and in me and around me." We live as Alleluia people in the light of the promises of Jesus, the one who came to reveal God's love for the world, who came to abide in us. And for that we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.